Blessings and welcome to The Path to Freedom, this beautiful space, this beautiful path where we get to forever allow for greater and grander expressions of who and what we are, where we get to forever release and let go of that which no longer serves, that which is blocking, that which is hindering, that which is obscuring the light and the love and the peace and the wholeness and the abundance and all of that that we are, that we intrinsically are, that we inherently are, from shining, glowing, and soaring, from being expressed, from being revealed at its highest level. So this is a beautiful path where we get to examine our minds, where we get to examine the thought forms, where we're turning our attention, so to become aware of what is serving and what is not serving us, so that we may release and let that go, that which no longer serves. So my name is Daniel Roquillo, and I am, as always, grateful and honored that you're choosing to join me, grateful and honored that you're choosing to participate, not only participate, but consciously participate, not only consciously participating, but actively and consciously participating in the unfolding of who and what you are, in the unfolding of your soul. So to allow for ever and ever and ever greater and grander expressions of you and me, as I'm the one participating in my life, to emerge, to well up from within. So thank you so much for being here. And the topic for today is, it's done, but are we allowing it? It is done, but are we allowing it? And this relates obviously to the path of manifestation. This relates obviously to allowing for the next iteration of our lives and ourselves to emerge with ease and grace. And this topic can be broken down into two subtopics, where the first one is, it is done. So let us begin there by exploring what this means. So as we're moving along this path, one of the realizations that we come into is that there is one loving presence. It is omniscient. It is omniactive. It is omnipotent. It knows all there is to know. It is all there is, and it is the only power. So there are no dualities in this loving presence. And as this loving presence, benevolent loving presence, as it is infinite, it is eternal, it is boundless, it is limitless, it means that every single possibility exists within the mind of this loving presence. Every single possibility. So what that means is that every choice that we make, with every choice that we make, we're locking onto, we're moving towards a certain possibility. And that possibility and every other possibility for us in our lives exist simultaneously. This benevolent loving presence, it is not bound by time. It's not linear in the sense that time is, as we perceive it to be in this dimension. But it is non-linear. All there is here at the same time. And I know that this is difficult for the mind to comprehend and wrap itself around, but it is still so. So every single possibility exists. So whatever we're moving towards, whatever visions, whatever intentions, whatever dreams we have for ourselves and for our lives, that the fullest realization, the highest realization of that dream, that vision, that intention already exists. It's already here. It's already happened in the infinite mind. So we need to come into the realization that this is so, into the feeling tone that even though we may not be able to see it with our physical senses, with our eyes, or perceive it with our ears or whatnot, it's still done. It's already happened. It's still here. It's an isness. It's a doneness. So this is the first part of this topic, for us to come into the realization that it is done. The second part is that now that we know that it is done, we need to ask ourselves, am I allowing it? Which means that we need to ask ourselves, am I in vibrational alignment with that? Am I moving from the feeling tone of it already being done? And this is very relevant for me in my life, which is why this topic has come into being, obviously. As I'm moving towards something, and I became aware a few days ago that while I was moving toward this intention, this demonstration in my life, this particular demonstration in my life, I was actually not choosing from it, but I was choosing from a lower possibility. I was choosing from lack and scarcity. I was allowing, to a certain extent, I was allowing fear of not seeing the realization to run my life and to dictate my choices. So it was done. This demonstration, this manifestation, this that I'm moving toward, it is already done, but I was not moving toward it. But I was moving in a different direction. I was locking on to a lesser possibility than this. A possibility that the mind had conjured up as doom and gloom and worst case scenarios. And I was taking precautions and I was trying to avoid the negative that might happen. And I was making choices just to make sure that the least worst thing happened. And this is not allowing, because now we're not locking on to this higher possibility. We're not in vibration alignment with it. We're not, and let me speak for myself, I was not moving with a feeling tone that all is well, but I was moving with a feeling tone that something absolutely horrible is going to happen. I was moving from the feeling tone and with the feeling tone that the worst scenario possible might just become reality, right? So I was moving from a much, much, much lower vibration, from a much, much more contracted consciousness than the elevated, than the expanded consciousness that we're moving from when we know that all is well. I was not moving from knowing that all is well. I was moving from a belief that nothing is well, that nothing good is happening. And then I absolutely need to make it happen. That's where I was moving from. And as these sacred laws that we're working with, as they can only respond to what we are thinking about the most, what we're talking about the most, what we're choosing from the most, ultimately what we're feeling the most, they could only bring into manifestation the substance of what I was moving from. So I'm very grateful that I caught myself. I'm very grateful that I got to become aware of the patterns within me that were running me, that I was being hijacked by fear, that I was being hijacked by lack and limitation and scarcity, so that I can make course corrections, so that I could go to work treating my mind, and I'm still in the process of treating my mind to this, treating my mind to know that all is well, treating my mind to know that it is done, treating my mind so that I can begin to relax and rejoice and simply let it be, simply let it happen. And I'm reminded, I don't know if you can hear the birds outside my window, but they are in that space. They are singing their song, they are cheering, and they are simply rejoicing and celebrating life. They are in no way, shape, or form in any concern, any fear, any doubt, any kind of worry. Well, they're just celebrating life, appreciating life. And that's the space we want to move from. When we are in that space, when we are in that space of absolutely knowing that regardless of what it seems, regardless of what it looks like, in this now moment, all is well. In this now moment, all of our needs are met. In this now moment, something wonderful is happening. In this now moment, everything is working for our highest good. Now we are open and available. Now we are allowing. Now we are making welcome whatever good that it is that we're moving towards. So in this now moment, let us come back. Let us have a moment of resetting. Take a couple of conscious, deep breaths. Breathing in. And releasing. Another deep breath in. And relaxing. And from this space, please repeat after me. I know that all is well. I know that all of my needs are met. I know that I am lacking nothing. I am missing nothing. that everything is perfect. The perfect unfolding is happening in my life. The perfect preparation is happening in my life. Now, always, and forever. So this is us resetting. This is us coming back to that knowing, that inner knowing, the feeling tone that all is well. You know that statement, it is done unto you as you believe. We want to rephrase that because it's not necessarily what we believe, but it is what we feel. And they are not always one and the same. So we want to rephrase it to, it is done unto us as we feel. So our job, our responsibility, our charge is to move ourselves into the feeling tone that all is well. Into the feeling tone of rejoicing, of celebrating, of appreciation, of gratitude. And now, even without us having to do all that much, we're now the open vehicles, the instruments, the channels for whatever good that we wish to experience to flow into our lives. Consciousness always precedes form. Whatever we are in vibrational alignment with will and must come into our experience. So when we are in the feeling tone that all is well, everything that is in alignment with that, which is not doom and gloom, which is not worst case scenarios. But now we're open for infinite possibilities. Now we're open for the highest good possible to just flow into our lives. So it is not so much about what we do as it is about from where we are doing it. What is the consciousness that is giving birth to the doingness, to the activities, to the tasks? Where are we in consciousness? Where are we in vibration? And vibration and feeling tone, they're one and the same. So when we are in the feeling tone of knowing that all is well, we're in a high vibration. When we're in the feeling tone of fear and worry and doubt, lack, scarcity, separation, we're in a low vibration. So they're one and the same. They're only different ways of expressing, articulating the same thing. And just giving different words for it, right? So we want to the best of our ability, move ourselves into the feeling tone of rejoicing, of joy, of happiness, of love and joy and peace and harmony and wholeness. Allowing that which is already happening, that which is always happening. Because this benevolent, loving presence, it is always happening. It is always for itself. So it's always seeking to reveal itself more and more and more in as and through us. In us and through you, in us and through me, so that more love may be revealed, so that more light may be revealed, so that more abundance may be revealed, so that more health may be revealed. Always. This is the sole purpose of life, so that God may know more of itself, express more of itself, reveal more of itself. The only thing that is obscuring that, hindering that, blocking that, are the stories that we tell ourselves about limitation, about not being enough, or not having enough, lack, scarcity, right? So we want to dance our way through life, celebrate our way through life to the best of our ability. And then that's when the effortless manifestation happens. That's when the effort, obviously this needs to be accompanied by visions, intentions, dreams, so that we step into being conscious participants, mindful participants. So we want to absolutely be very clear on what it is that we wish to experience. In my case, I'm very clear on what it is that I wish to experience, but my mind was constantly, I want to add to that, is constantly still going toward what I don't wish to experience. So our job is to treat our minds first and foremost, so that we more and more and more hang out in the feeling tone that the good that we wish to experience, it's already here, it's already done, it's already happened. So it's already happened in the infinite mind, and it is happening now. in this dimension, so that we begin to look for the signs of it, the evidence of it. And if we don't find it, we do not want to let the external conditions and circumstances discourage us or pull us down into the lower vibrations. But we want to remain in the higher vibrations, do the inner work of staying in the knowing, the feeling that all is well, regardless of what seems to be. So that so that it may flow through us, emerge through us, because it is coming from within. Like that butterfly, it emerges from within the cocoon, it emerges from within the caterpillar. The palm tree emerges from within the palm tree seed. The coconut tree emerges from within the coconut. There is a state of emergence. Manifestation is always a state of emergence. It is not ever getting something from outside of us. It is allowing something that is already within to emerge, to well up, to unfold. So that with ever increasing ease and grace, in ever-expanding ways. So let us have another moment of resetting. Let us have another moment of coming back to the breath, taking a couple of deep conscious breaths. And oh, I forgot it the first time around. I did not forget it this time. To put a smile on our face, to help, to assist the body to move itself into the vibration that all is well, into the feeling tone that all is well. So let's put a smile on our face. Let's take a deep conscious breath, breathing in. And releasing. Still smiling, another deep breath in. And releasing. And I invite you to repeat after me. All is well. Something wonderful is happening. Everything is working for my highest good. Perfect preparation and unfolding is happening now. Now, always and forever. So the invitation for us today, to witness and observe where we are holding on to impossibilities, where we are holding on to something lesser, where we're buying into something lesser than the good that we wish to experience, where we're buying into thoughts and beliefs around lack, scarcity, separation, fear, worry, and doubt. And to set the intention to set ourselves free from that, to release and let these go, so that we may raise our vibration, so that we may expand our consciousness, so that we may allow for the good that we wish to experience to flow into our lives. And the one question that we can ask that is pretty much always coming up is this choice that I'm about to make, or these choices that I just made, are they in alignment with the good that I wish to experience? Are they in alignment with the highest possibility? So that we begin to consciously move ourselves in the direction of that good. So that we're not having a vision, but moving in a completely different direction than toward that vision. And this is something that we're obviously wise to do. These questions, these invitations, these intentions, we're wise to revisit them over and over and over again, continuously throughout our days. Using our moments in between to just come back to stillness, come back to the breath. Raising our vibration, expanding our consciousness, and then making that course correction. Witnessing and observing, making conscious choices that are in alignment with the good that we wish to experience. So thank you so, so much for participating, for tuning in, for listening. Until we meet again, I absolutely, as always, bless our days, and I bless our ways, in the full knowing that all is well. And feel free to repeat after me once again, that all is well, that something wonderful is happening, that everything is working for our, for yours, for mine, highest good. That perfect preparation and unfolding is always happening. With much love, many blessings. Namaste.